repeated the mantra that players in his position repeat, if only to keep themselves sane. "If I never win a major, I'll still have had a very good career," he said over and over again when the question came up. Rationalizations aside, O'Meara knew that if he hadn't won 14 times on the PGA Tour and hadn't been one of the game's more consistent players for 15 years, he would never have had to answer the dreaded major question. But he had been asked the question repeatedly, enough times that he had half-jokingly said early in the week of the 1998 Masters that he would like to win the championship, if only so he would never have to answer the question again. A year earlier, when Jaime Diaz of Sports Illustrated had written a piece headlined King of the Bees about O'Meara, he had been hurt and insulted. He believed his record was better than that of a B player, even the best B player. But deep down, he knew the point Diaz was making. You could win at Pebble Beach forever. O'Meara had won there 5 times, and it wouldn't be good enough until you won on one of golf's 4 special weekends. Although it may seem that the 4 major championships have been the 4 major championships forever, that isn't even close to being the case. In fact, there is considerable disagreement on exactly when the notion of golf's current Grand Slam came into being. As recently as 1953, when Ben Hogan became the first and only man to win the Masters, the U.S. Open, and the British Open in the same year, he didn't even bother to play in the PGA. What's more, he never returned to Great Britain to defend the title he had won at Carnoustie or any time thereafter. The first major championship was the Open Championship, staged in 1860 at Prestwick, Scotland. The first Open wasn't really an Open, since it was only open to professionals. Willie Park won the 36-hole event, shooting a 174 to beat old Tom Morris by 2 shots. A year later, the Open did become open, allowing amateurs to compete, and the results were similar. Old Tom Morris was the winner, Park the runner-up. In fact, the two men dominated the event during the first 8 years the championship was conducted. Their string was broken only in 1865 when Andrew Strath beat Park by 2 shots to win the title. Park and Morris then won the next 2 Opens before young Tom Morris, son of old Tom, won the next 4 championships. In 1872, the Open was moved away from tiny Prestwick for the first time to the old course at St. Andrews. For the next 20 years, it was rotated among 3 courses, Prestwick, St. Andrews, and Musselboro. In 1892, Muirfield was added to the rotation. That was also the first year that the championship was extended to 72 holes, Harold H. Hilton winning with a score of 305. 2 years later, the Open was played outside of Scotland for the first time, at Royal St. George's in the south of England. A year later, the U.S. Golf Association decided to hold a national championship of its own. It was held at Newport Country Club, 36 holes, all played in the same day. The winner was Horace Rollins, who shot 173. In 1898, for the 4th U.S. Open, the USGA matched their British counterparts by extending the event to 72 holes. But it was only in 1900, when the great Harry Vardon ventured across the Atlantic to win the championship, that the Open played in the United States began to approach the status of the Open played in Great Britain. To this day, golf people argue about which Open carries more prestige. In Europe, there is little doubt that most golfers and golf fans consider winning the British Open the number one achievement in golf, with the Masters 2nd and the U.S. Open 3rd. In the United States, the number one spot is a split decision between the Masters and the U.S. Open, with the British Open 3rd. Only the PGA finishes the same in every poll in every corner of the globe, 4th, a fact that rankles those who run it. The PGA of America held its first championship in 1916, a match play event won by James M. Barnes. World War I caused a 2-year gap before Barnes successfully defended his title in 1919. In the 1920s, the PGA gained cachet because of the men who won it. Walter Hagen in 1921, Gene Sarazen in the next 2 years, and then Hagen the next 4. In 1923, Sarazen and Hagen staged one of the great matches of all time, Sarazen winning the 36-hole final on the 2nd hole of sudden death. 71 years later, when Augusta National Chairman Jack Stevens introduced Sarazen on opening day of the 1994 Masters as one of the honorary starters, he noted that Sarazen had won the 2nd Masters in 1935, that he had won the British Open in 1932,